1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 18 degrees under sunny skies outside. That is around the high for the day. We'll see those sunny skies through the rest of your Thursday. Things are back to normal in the village of Adel after an apparent gas leak around 5 a.m. this morning near Edgewood Avenue and Highway 57. Mike Kinzel has more.
Sergeant Jim Gottsacker of the Sheriff's Department said there was never any fire, no damage. Three nearby homes were evacuated, though, as a precaution due to the lingering smell of natural gas. Gottsacker said everyone was back in their home, and the Adel Fire Department and deputies had left the scene by 7 o'clock this morning. He said a Wee Energy crew was on the scene to make repairs. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
People in the area thought they heard a sound similar to an explosion. Wee Energy spokesperson Brian Manthe said there was no explosion, but rather a relief valve being triggered. He adds the utility is still investigating what caused all this to happen. Fond du Lac Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein said a meth lab the department busted Wednesday was the result of luck and good police training. Police were serving an outstanding warrant on a 39-year-old man when they discovered he was cooking up meth, and they got a search warrant for the residence. Klein says it was chance officers were serving the warrant, but training led police to recognize what was going on in the residence.
You never know what you're walking into. A day in the life of a police officer, there's a lot of unknowns, and you try to prepare for those the best you can. And their training definitely kicked in, and they recognized this was a potentially dangerous situation.
Investigators were on the scene until early this morning. Wisconsin lawmakers are hearing public comments today about three bills aimed at fighting the state's growing heroin problem. Assembly Republican John Nygren of Marinette, whose daughter has struggled with heroin addiction, has gotten support from both parties for his measures. One would grant limited immunity for those who call 911 to get help for those suffering from overdoses. Another bill would let trained emergency service personnel give out the drug Narcan, which can counter a heroin overdose. The third bill would let local governments and the state Justice Department operate drug disposal programs. Attorney General J.B. Van Holland issued a statement this morning vowing that Nygren's bills will save lives. A vote by an assembly committee on the bill could come as early as today. Following revelations that some of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's top aides may have deliberately closed several lanes of the George Washington Bridge last September as an act of political retribution, Christie held a news conference this morning to apologize and to announce that he fired one of the aides at the center of the scandal. When asked if the incident bolstered an image of Christie as a political bully with a style that involves payback, Christie denied the characterization.
I have very heated discussions and arguments with people in my own party. And on the other side of the aisle, I feel passionately about issues, and I don't hide my emotions from people. I am not a focus group tested, blow-dried candidate or governor.
This week, emails came to light linking the aides to the closure and suggesting it may have been intended as revenge against the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Christie for re-election last year. Christie said today he's going to Fort Lee to apologize personally to the mayor. The U.S. attorney in New Jersey is opening an inquiry into the closure, and Christie said he would cooperate with investigators. A Sheboygan man has been charged for a recent break-in after feeling guilty and turning himself in. According to the criminal complaint, 21-year-old Joshua Hart was walking home from a house party last weekend when he passed the petrol gas station at South 12th Street and Union Avenue and wanted more beer, but it was closed. Hart then broke in and stole a 12-pack of Coors Light and caused $500 to the damage to the door. On Tuesday, Hart turned himself in, saying he felt guilty and wanted to make things right. A Sheboygan man has been formally charged in connection with two domestic disturbances at his home in the 900th block of Alabama Avenue. In the first incident on December 26, 20-year-old Brandon Ball flipped over a coffee table, threw a lamp, and damaged a cell phone. Then last Sunday, he allegedly did $1,000 damage to the home and injured his mother. He was arrested after police found him hiding under a vehicle in a nearby garage. Governor Scott Walker will deliver his annual State of the State address later this month. The governor is asking the legislature to meet in a joint session on the evening of January 22nd. The speech will take place at 7 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. The State of the State typically offers governors an opportunity to reflect on their victories over the past year while setting the stage for their agenda during the current legislative session. Walker faces re-election later this year, which could result in a speech aimed at shaping the message of his upcoming campaign. The city of Sheboygan has a new fire chief. The Police and Fire Commission met on Tuesday and selected Michael Romas, the assistant fire chief in Milwaukee, to succeed Jeff Herman. Herman retired at the end of the year after 30 years on the department, the last four as chief. Romas, who was one of six finalists for the job, comes to Sheboygan after 30 years with the Milwaukee Fire Department. Geologists are explaining why people who live in Fond du Lac are hearing loud booming noises. Eric Grillert has more.
It was very bizarre. It's not something that you normally hear around here.
Wayne Gunther is one of the people who have heard the noises.
Boom. You know, like an earthquake.
But they aren't earthquakes that people are hearing and feeling. Geologists say they're actually called frostquakes. It happens when water freezes underground. That causes rocks to split, which sometimes makes loud pops or even vibrations.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Well, those frostquakes may not be much of a problem for much longer, thanks in part to a warming trend in the area. For the rest of today, partly sunny skies and a high near 18. We'll see the clouds increase tonight, but temperatures rising, possibly near 20 by tomorrow morning. And then cloudy skies on Friday, a wintry mix of precipitation, rain, sleet, snow at times. High, though, at 34, and we'll keep those 30s through the weekend. Currently outside, we're at 18 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. WHBL News Time, 12:06.